since 2008, there's been a drop of 23%. Now, we're still high enough at 47, but that means we have gone from 70 to 47%. And countries like Spain has had a drop of 32%. And certainly, this is a pattern across all member states, but some countries like England, for example, the UK, they were low to begin with and they've dropped a bit. But it's very concerning because the only countries where the numbers, if you like, are holding steady or maybe very, very slightly increasing are Germany, Austria, Belgium. And other countries, numbers are significantly decreasing in countries like Ireland and Spain and Greece, etc. And in the other member states, then, they are decreasing, but not as significantly. But there's very few countries where the satisfaction rating is over 50%. I think only about two or three. So that's very, very concerning for the EU itself, for its future, for its long-term future.
Would it be oversimplifying the matter to suggest that in the past Ireland perceived the EU as an organisation that gave us money and gave us funding and built roads and provided infrastructure? Now Ireland sees the EU as a body that imposes austerity and costs us.
Well, I think that there's a lot of truth in that. It doesn't tell the whole story, of course, but there is a lot of truth in it. But I think it's a bit more than that as well. I think it's also that people now look at the EU and say, do they have solutions? Do they have a mechanism, a way of dealing with the problems we're in? Or are they as much part of the problem as part of the solution? And I think it goes deeper than just the funding and the money, even though that is important. It is also the fact that people now look to the EU and they're questioning, is the EU the institution that can provide us with the solutions and that has the answers? And I think while there is still in Ireland, at I think it's 47%, you know, quite a reasonable support for the EU. In many countries it's in the 30s and in some countries it's in the 20s. Nonetheless, it certainly indicates that from a very high level of 70% back in 2008, we are now asking very, very serious questions of the EU and its ability to help to manage the crisis in a social way as well as an economic way. And I think for me that's the big question in a lot of people's minds. Will they deal with the banks? Will they deal with the economics? While at the same time ordinary people take very significant hits and suffer under the austerity measures. To me, that's the big question.